is very clear that this man has actually usurped the powers, not only the powers of other arms of government, but the rights of Zimbabwean citizens. He now runs the country like he's running his own foul run. It's not acceptable. We will push, we will expose him, we will take him back to court.
How about his argument that the country is simply broke and cannot afford to hold those by-elections?
No, that is not true. I can prove it to you that is not true. There are two major things that I can prove to you that it's not true that the country got no money. First and foremost, when we started making the constitutional making process, we actually approached the UNDP, which gave us money to kickstart the project. And when we finished the project, we are talking about a referendum that we've just run now, which is going to go over $50 million. And for you to tell me that if other monies can be found for other, you know, constitutional obligations, surely you cannot choose one and say this one cannot be, you know, funded by the state. So that is a lie. That is very clear. That man is just stubborn. He's arrogant. He does not want to respect the rights of the people. He's discriminating other citizens in the country who have got the equal right like any other person to be, you know, represented in the House of Assembly.